praying?
No.
That's not like that.
That's not his priority, I guess. Not in my
if he would, then he would go to, a side room, but he would never just do it in public like that.
What is a side room? What side room are you talking
about?
You go
in and you basically infiltrate yourself into somebody's, I don't know, setup. The side room. Don't you know all of us Muslims carry that baggage with us? We all have to have a side room.
You know, I enjoy doing my namaz outdoors and on the ground because of the natural outdoor air.
For me, it's important that I link up to Allah. So I just look at the sunrise side and the sunset side, and I work out a direction for myself.
Wait, so the sun is right there.
Yesterday, we figured out where northeast was.
Okay.
So I try to, just mandala. Yeah,
basically, usually rises to your left. It rises to your left, right? So that's just a rough estimate. But you don't have anything else?
No, the left. It sets on the
no,
left.
No, it towards your left is the east, and towards your right is the west.
That's in England. Probably.
No, but England is also towards the east from here. No. I could be wrong. You know.
So you're facing south,
mm-hmm. And you need to face northeast.
Yeah, you're facing south.
Yeah.
Yeah. From some places it's more northeast. Some other places it's more southeast, or maybe it's in between south and east. You know, but instead of being wasting time being really precise, you just do get to the best direction, to Qibla. It doesn't mean that your namaz is cancelled if it's not in the right direction. And it doesn't mean that you have to miss your namaz because you're not unsure of the direction. Because I think what they say is Allah niyatein pehchanta hai.
Niyatein, the intentions?
It's the intentions that Allah cares more about. Mm. And he's got all these angels to pray for him. Mm-hmm. It's not that namaz is not obligatory, but it's also because it's so beneficial for us spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I think we're too lost in ritual. Muslims are just so lost in ritual. Ritual is the essence that gets lost, because when we're so lost in ritual, that your shalwar should be higher, the head should be covered. Nowhere in the Quran does it specify that, you have to wear hijab, et cetera, but you just have to dress modestly. The ritual is important. However, it's the essence that should come first.
Don't you know all of us Muslims carry that baggage with us? We all have to have a side room. To be alone and to... What's up, girl? To be alone and to regroup. For me, the side room is just a loo, but it has to be a fancy one. Because I go in there and spend quite a lot of meditative quality time by myself, with myself.
The link to the earth is also very medically beneficial. When you put your head down, the blood flows towards your brain.
Oh, I've never heard that.
So it's like a stretch break. You stretch your back, and especially at night, they say you get more positive energy when you put your head down for your sajda, when you're praying to Allah. Huh. I'm sure you knew that.
Oh.
But these things, it's up to you young people to test them out and to research them. So
take them back to their origin.
You should have said G-O-O-G-L-E. She doesn't know what that is.
You can find anybody in the world's information by putting your name in Google.
For more sound worlds and radio stories, visit my website, hamad.we.bs. And thanks for listening.
So we're going to MIT.